following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Buy 5-Hour Energy Pink Lemonade, and you can help others along the way. A portion of every bottle that they sell goes to fight breast cancer and to think that's well. The more you take, the more they'll pay to make them write a big check today. And if you're feeling a little slow, then 5-Hour Energy will help you go. It's got B vitamins and nutrients, it's tasty but it's sugar-free, no artificial colors, and it's bottled in the USA with 4 tiny calories.
From now until December 31st, a portion of each sale of new Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy will be donated to the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade to support research and access to care.
5-Hour Energy Pink Lemonade. The more you take, the more they pay. So buy a bottle of Pink Lemonade, and you can help fight breast cancer today.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Empty backfield for McGloin. Four wideouts on the pattern of the near side. Snap back to McGloin. Throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end. He makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone. Huskers recover. Huskers recover in the end zone. It's a touchback.
And it'll be Katie Plocky to do it. 15-14 Vikings. The serve across to Young. Above the net. Shout. Picked up and saved by Northwest. They play on. Davidson steps to the outside. Here's the attack. Block. And Northwest is your state champ. Kennedy Keezer.
Boss to serve. It's 14-9 championship point number three. And the lefty Boss fires it across. Let it go. It's out of bounds. And the Stars win state. For the first time in school history, Kearney Catholic has captured a state volleyball title.
Tater looks to the sideline now. Claps the hands. Gets the shotgun snap. Looking right. Throwing over the middle. Pass. Touchdown, Nebraska. Jamal Turner has his second touchdown.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a beautiful day to be inside, isn't it? It looks beautiful outside, but it is a crisp Monday as we make the transition now into the home stretch of the football season. Doug Gooda with you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Going to go solo, but that's because we are just jam-packed. We're going to talk in the first half hour about high school athletics and take just enough time to get to your emails on the Husker game, on anything else. Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, the NFL, the Wussies in NASCAR. What, are we going to have bowlers trying to fight next? Is that what's going to happen? We're going to have bowlers? We're going to have PDW, Pete Weber out there scrapping it up with somebody? I think there's a D'Antoni that bowls as well. But we had Mike D'Antonio, the new head coach of the Lakers. Was it a fumble in the Husker game? That is the big controversy. Was it a fumble? Penn State going into the end zone, a key moment in that game on Saturday. I'm going to have to fess up. Obviously, I was at state volleyball all day. I have seen minimal parts of the game. I have read about it, but I have not seen everything. I did look at that fumble. Wow. If I was a Penn State fan, I would be upset. As a Nebraska fan, I'm happy. That's the way that one all breaks down. So there you go. And how in the world? Somebody needs to be fired on the St. Louis Rams staff today because they just cost their team a win by not getting that kickoff, that field goal kick, off yesterday to upset the San Francisco 49ers and the first NFL tie in a number of years. A delay a game. Greg Zuerlein makes the 53-yarder. You back it up. He doesn't even come close on the 58. So, and they had a timeout left. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, it was an exciting week, and we've got state football tonight. Giltner Shelton on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, kicks off at 7. As over the next two nights, we send more football teams off to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. A and B are set from last Friday, but state volleyball is in the books, and we brought home the Central Nebraska area, brought home two state championships. Grand Island Northwest coach Diane Rose is going to join us in just a bit, but right now, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, who made everybody's hearts, just like the Northwest team did, made everybody's hearts take a few extra beats Saturday night, but they found a way to beat Columbus SCOTUS. And coach, once again, congratulations and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Doug.
What's the last 36 hours been like since finally having it all sink in a little bit?
Oh, I think it was pandemonium until about 3 in the morning Saturday. Ran a little bit late, but definitely worth it to stay up and celebrate. It was kind of a long time coming.
As you look back now, and maybe you've seen part of the game, now that you look at it a second, a third, a 25th time, however many times it is, did you find anything that just wasn't working for you and that the light then did switch? And I know a big part of it, and you can't point out people, but Bailey Sokolowski got way more involved in the end of the third and in the fourth set when the turnaround, but were there some other things?
You know, I thought we did definitely a better job of controlling the net and got a lot more touches on blocks. I mean, they kind of, the second and third set, really had their way offensively with us. We weren't digging and serve receiving as well as we could have. And then about the middle of that fourth set, we just, you know, everything seemed to be a go. And, you know, the hitters that, you know, we've had a lot of consistency with a lot of those girls. You know, we talked about Bailey really turning the green light on there in the middle of that fourth set. But, you know, you look at Michaela Mustel and Megan Anderson and Kaylin and Theron Baum, who are just consistent for us all season. So, you know, they kept us in that game to that fourth set. And, you know, definitely, though, I think our play at the net got a lot stronger in those last two.
Did you ever sense that things were starting to tighten up from the players? Everybody else obviously was getting that, oh, this can't be happening feeling. Did you ever sense the players had that feeling?
Oh, yeah. And I think Michaela was on the brought up, says, oh, man, here we go again. This is just like last year. And, and that's definitely something that we wanted to try to stay away from. And I think, you know, we got to the end of that fourth set, and it was a totally different feel. It wasn't, you know, they felt they definitely had that confidence, I think. And when we got into the huddle, I think we were around 6-8 in the fifth set. You know, we had a great lead there. I think we were like 8-3, and then they came back, and it was 8-6. And we got back in the huddle, and we decided what we were going to do. And Mustel was like, just give me the ball. I'm going to serve it, and we're going to get this game. And she did, got us all the way to 14, and gave her a bad time, because on that last one, she missed it barely, you know, missed it. And they were giving her a bad time about the, you know, the net needed to be a little closer for her. She was getting tired.
Chris Connor, head coach of the state champion Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. We brought this up a variety of times. It wouldn't have been the same had you not played SCOTUS in the final, would have it?
No, I feel, I mean, it was great. I mean, John, he has a great program over there, and he gets the most out of his kids. And so to be a quality program like SCOTUS, I met a lot of kids.
You've mentioned in all your interviews how bittersweet it is. It was the accomplishment. It was the goal probably for 3 years and definitely in the last 12 months. But you also knew that that meant the end of the seniors, not their careers, because a lot of them are going to be going on to play college volleyball. And maybe you can touch on that a little bit. I think Bailey, we're going to find out officially Wednesday, is going to go to UNK, and Michaela's going to Wayne State. And I know Megan's considering some offers, but quite a group of seniors you did have.
Definitely. You know, when the game ended, everybody jumped off the bench, and I was happy, but, you know, I was like, oh, that's it. You know, it's a great group of seniors, and I'm very sad to see them go. I mean, just the progress we've made, not just on the court, but off the court, I'm just really proud of them. Michaela is, going to go on to Wayne State, and Bailey on to UNK, and Megan's got some different offerings. She's still trying to figure out where she's going to go.
I think Theron, she's probably going after basketball, isn't she?
Yeah, she's had a few volleyball offers too lately, so now she's not really for sure yet.
And we all know that Kaylin Brannigan's going to be a trackster. So,
I mean,
what a great bunch of athletes out there. But the cupboard's not bare. You've got some pretty good youngsters that help contribute to this championship team.
We do. I mean, the last couple of weeks, those kids have pushed them pretty hard, you know, and we divvy up into our first team and second team. They do a great job of pushing them. So I think, you know, they're nervous about trying to take the floor for these kids, but they're excited, and I think our seniors have a lot of faith in them.
Chris Connor, head coach at Kearney Catholic. Has it sunk in yet?
No, not really, because I went off to watch some third-grade basketball yesterday, so I haven't really had a lot of time. But I've gotten a lot of texts, and it's just been, you know, the support from the community has been awesome, and fans were great at the game, and I know they stood up the whole fourth and fifth set. I heard a lot of people complain about that, but but you know, it was amazing. It was a great experience.
Usually, coaches that win their first title are somewhat overwhelmed by the response afterwards. Have you been surprised at maybe some of the people you've heard from?
Yeah, I've heard quite a bit from people back at first. I was at Fort Calhoun, so I've heard a lot from them. And you know, it's just great to hear from all the alumni players that have went through the program. And a lot of them were at the game, and so, you know, our kids took a picture with them with the trophy. And I think it probably meant about as much to the alumni players as it did to our current ones. That was pretty cool.
Anybody unique you want to tell us about?
Oh, you know, mainly like the ones from the last few years, you know, like Ellie Connolly and Cassie Donlinger, Kayla James, Katie Soak. I mean, all those girls are, you know, just avid supporters and are constantly in contact with the kids.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to enjoying this and maybe another parade in your honor. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Doug. Thanks for covering us all year.
You bet. It was fun. It was our pleasure. Thanks, Chris. Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic. Fun group to watch. I mean, you kind of get a sense of what Grand Island Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS, and I know there's a variety of other programs, Northwest, and we're going to talk with Coach Rose here in just a minute. That's the sense that they have had for so long. I mean, this is the best team Kearney Catholic's ever had, and if you've ever, any school, whatever school you're at, whatever championship it was, maybe it was this year, last year, maybe it's been 25 years, but if you are around for it, obviously you remember what it's like to be a part of that community, and there's nothing like it, winning a state championship. So Kearney Catholic does it. They're the only undefeated team, and in the Omaha World Herald, they were placed third in the all-class, right where they were going in. Papillion-La Vista South was 1, Omaha Marion 2, Kearney Catholic 3, and Grand Island Northwest 4, and probably the main reason for that is Waverly beat Northwest, and Kearney Catholic beat Waverly twice, and it was all in the same tournament at the beginning of the year in the Beatrice Invitational. That's where it all took off, and we didn't touch on that. We have before with Coach Connor, but that's where it all took off, was at the beginning of the year when they got things going at that Beatrice Invitational that had Lincoln Pius X, who finished third in Class A and was fifth in the all-class top 10. So just amazing. Waverly was there. Council Bluffs was there. Northwest was there. There were so many great teams. Ogallala was there at that Beatrice tournament. Well, the day got started on Saturday, at least for us radio-wise, with another heart stopper. And I don't know if it feels like the first time again for Grand Island Northwest, because it is the third state championship, but as we said at the end, finally the curse is broken, and Coach Diane Rose joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Diane, congratulations on getting these girls over the hump.
Thank you so much. It was crazy and really fun, and we had an awesome 3 days, and a lot scarier in the finals than we thought it was going to be, but the girls persevered and battled it out.
Was there pressure? I mean, this was a different team. It had been Pius and Gross, and we mentioned throughout the week that this was probably the first time that you were actually the favorite going into the finals against a Gretna team that had never been there.
Yes, and that made a big difference. I know that that helped the kids' confidence, and they knew that there wasn't five or six Division I kids across the net from them, and that we had went in as the number one seed, and some people had picked us to win, and that was exciting for them more than scary or made them nervous, and so it was different, and I will say that really helped our chances most definitely.
Let's go back to the opening day. York comes out, takes a set from you, although you wiped them in the other three. Were you concerned at all?
Oh, you know, I was really nervous the first day because I knew that a lot of the kids had been on the team, but not a lot of them had been on the floor, and so I knew that that was different for them. And then the second day, I was a little more nervous, and just knowing that Waverly had two kids that just hit the snot out of the ball. They're very, very intimidating kids. And then Gretna, I think, probably played their best match. I know I talked to their coach yesterday, and he said they played lights out, and it surprised him just as much as me. And I had never seen them on tape or in the state tournament play like that. So they played an awesome, outstanding game, but way better than I had seen them play before. So that really made it a battle for us in the finals.
Northwest head volleyball coach Diane Rose with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I guess for the folks that didn't sit there and see it, because there was this football game that was going on at the same time, but you're actually a point away from taking the second set and then maybe winning this in three sets. It was 31-29. Gretna gets the second set, but then they really take care of you in that fourth set. What was the message to the team between sets four and five?
Well, I don't know if you want me to say that on the air, Doug, but I basically took a chance, and I don't know if I should have done this, but I got on all of them and said that you were all responsible for this, and don't be yelling at each other, and don't be pouting, and I think all of you need to take some responsibility for that, and just kind of I went around the circle and pointed out individuals and things that they need to do a lot better, so I wanted them to be mad at me instead of mad at each other. And I guess that worked to some respect. And then we've always talked about we were in a place we'd never been before. We had never gone five, and we had never been put in that position. And I told them all year, that's why we play this. This is three out of five. Put that game aside. This is a crazy game, and you can actually be so out of it and still have a chance to win. So forget it. It's over. I know it's the state finals, but move on. And I just, when they hear me say move on, then they know that that's something that you're thinking and worrying about the last thing, and you got to take just forget about it and go on.
Well, I guess if you've won 604 matches, you know when it's time to cuddle and you know when it's time to drop the hammer, and it definitely worked. And obviously, and I mentioned it throughout the broadcast, the one thing that I thought really stood out that gave you guys a problem, you just weren't handling the serve very well, weren't passing the ball very well, and if you can't handle the serve, it's hard to get the rest of your game going. Did you agree with that?
You are a smart man. I would agree with you. That's something that has been solid for us all year, and that shook the kids a little bit because Gretna had a lot of float, and then they dropped some short ones and then some deep ones, and they did a great job. Coach Brandon is a great coach, and it prepared them, and they made a lot of adjustments, and we just struggled with that, and we couldn't get the ball to our setters, so we were having to down ball and free ball balls to them, and a lot of people, you know, will second-guess me and think, you know, I should have taken this person out or this person out. And even when you win state, people second-guess you, I guess. But I felt like I had confidence in that kid, and I knew that that fourth game was pretty much a done deal. And we were going to lose anyway, and we had to just move on to the fifth game. And I thought she's been playing, and I didn't really want to play somebody that hadn't played very much or been cold on the bench. So I had to, at that point, put my money where my mouth was, and I have confidence in you, whether it's good or bad, and it wasn't very good. But she came back and did some good things in the fifth game, and we passed the ball as a team a lot better, so it was good.
You lose five seniors. I was really impressed by the junior play of Mackenzie Brown that kept you guys in it when things weren't going so well. But those five seniors, you lose them. You got some great kids coming back next year. It looks like you'll be solid again. But any of these kids, can you tell us what their college plans are and just kind of your overall thoughts on the senior class?
Senior class has battled all through the program, and a lot of them had to fight to even play for this year and to find spots. So they have continued to improve, and they showed great leadership this year. I believe that Morgan Westfall, the transfer from Scotts Bluff, has a very good chance of playing college volleyball and has some recruiting going on. Kaylee Warner is looking to play maybe some college volleyball. And I know Neely and Nikki have looked at playing some smaller college volleyball. I think that that is probably their plans. And I would agree with you. I have some great juniors, and I thought Mackenzie and Katie and Aaron and some of those kids played really well. Kennedy did some great things. We have some kids coming back that will be solid again, I promise you. But I will definitely miss the seniors and what they've done for our program this year.
Well, Diana, congratulations. I asked Coach Connor this from Kearney Catholic just moments ago, so I'll ask you the same question. Did you get a feeling, or when did you get the feeling that, oh, my God, this cannot be happening again?
That is a question I've battled, because I think it was probably in the fourth game and in the fifth game when we went down 13-12. I just thought, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. I guess it's just I'm just not a good enough coach to get it done, or I just I really battled some personal demons on the bench, so that was hard. But I felt like when we beat Pius at the very end of the season and our kids did a great job, there was a feeling there that I actually thought we had a chance that we could win state, because it was a big game pressure, and they just played lights out. So both, I had a lot of conflicting emotions there at the end of the season both ways, and it was tough on me, and it was a great relief for that ball to go down, and I think I just helped it. I went to my knees, and I was trying to help that ball go to the floor because I wanted it to be over.
Well, it was definitely, I guess, if you don't win it easy, it's one of those that no one will ever forget. And I'll let you get out of here with this one, because I don't know that everyone saw this moment, but I joked with you a little bit before the game that I had got to exchange some words with your mom at Northwest on the opening day of the tournament, and she snuck out there, and you guys had an embrace before the medal presentation. I know that was a very special moment.
Yeah, she was out there on the floor, and I don't think she was supposed to be there. I don't think there's anybody who's going to stop her from going out there. So it was pretty neat. And she has been way more than, she's been my mom and my dad, and she's done so much and been a big help with the kids growing up. And knowing how much it means to me and how much work I put in, I think she probably knows. So it was pretty special.
Well, Diane, we'll let you get back to work, and it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Congratulations on the state title.
Thank you so much.
Diane Rose joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head volleyball coach at Northwest. They're both heart stoppers, and we were pleased to cover them at the Heartland Event Center throughout the weekend. We'll take a break. We'll switch to football. Yes, football coming up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Then we'll have Bo Pelini's press conference. Do have an email here from Mark considering volleyball. He says, congrats to a couple of programs that finally took that last step and got to be state champs. Coach Connor has built a great program and has had to fight through some of the best volleyball in the state, in sub-districts, etc., throughout the year. So congratulations there. We need to take a break. We'll do so back after this.
Get a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each right now at the Home Depot. Not only is that an incredible $350 savings on the pair, it's holiday savings you can enjoy today. So get a jump on holiday shopping and saving with a GE washer and dryer for just $349 each, but only while they last. So hurry. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, valid through November 26, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ryan Russillo here at the Nissan Heisman House. Got to say, great to hang out with all my fellow Heisman Trophy winners.
Whoa. Wait, you never won a Heisman?
No. No, I did not. I have voted for the Heisman. And you can too. Nissan is giving their official Heisman vote to the fans. So go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to vote and get to know the Heismans.
To vote, go now to NissanHeismanHouse.com and get to know the Heismans.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Caldwell Banker, The Andersons, and Trotter Fertilizer. The 2012 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 14th and 15th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Christmas is right around the corner. Share a taste of Nebraska with loved ones who can't be home for the holidays with premium beef that's grown right here. Nebraska Star Beef offers gift packages to fit any budget. Our antibiotic-free, hormone-free steaks, fusion patties, prime rib roast, or gourmet Lucky Brand beef jerky are all values that would put a smile on Scrooge and can be shipped anywhere in the continental United States. Stop by NebraskaStarBeef.com for all the details.
The social media outlets have gotten a little out of hand. Seems like an addiction. But at Nebraska Radio Network, we're not here to judge. We're here to feed that addiction. So in between our radio newscasts, Facebook posts, interviews, and stories on our website, we tweet. Follow at Nebraska News on Twitter. And the information just keeps on coming. We're keeping you updated on statewide news one tweet at a time. That's at Nebraska News on Twitter for you folks that just can't get enough. Your state, your news, Nebraska Radio Network.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 45 as west winds stay gusting around 12 to 25. Then clear conditions will prevail into tonight with a low near 16. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference is coming up, plus Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Folks, don't forget that Bruce Furniture, if you've been so stressed out, I don't know when my day off is going to be because we go straight from football into basketball, but that's fine. It's the way it is. I get it. I'm signing up. But when it's time to relax, Bruce Furniture can help us out. Set back and enjoy a beautiful recliner or new living room set, bedroom set, maybe just something for the office. They've got the end tables, knickknacks that you need, maybe just a nice chair for the office as well. At Bruce Furniture and Kearney Hastings Holdridge and Alliance, they've been doing it since 1977 with just right for you service. That's what they live by every day at Bruce Furniture. They compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price. And Bruce Furniture maintains that small town, family owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. That's Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings Holdridge and Alliance. Let's get to the Dent Popper inbox. We have a few emails to get to here. Trent says, what happens if Nebraska plays four quarters? what are you saying, Trent? Nebraska would be good enough to play in a big-time game? Is that the deal? Playing a big-time game? Greg says, here is my take on the Penn State fumble controversy. One, live speed appears it's a fumble. Two, slow, frame by frame, it looks like the ball is moving forward in the hands prior to crossing. Is this controlled? I can't tell. Well, it was moving forward because it was heading towards the goal line. That is true. Number three, we would be upset if it were us. Oh, yeah, it was us in 1982. Everybody's bringing this up when our national championship was taken away by the enlarged Penn State field. For you youngsters, just check that out. 1982, Nebraska-Penn State, one of the worst calls in the history of ever. And it's non-debatable. I mean, they awarded a completed catch inside the 10-yard line with both feet out of bounds. And they later caught a skip ball in the end zone for a touchdown. I'm not even sure it was skip, but I think he might have been out of the end zone, too. So there you go. And that's from 1982. And for you youngsters, again, that was good for T-shirt sales. There were some great – see if you can find one of those T-shirts. If you've got one of those T-shirts from 1982 that has the – Penn State football field with the squares cut in and out and extended. There you go. We won by 9. It didn't change the outcome of the game, Greg says. Had we needed to score again, we would have ran more than the off-tackle pitch over and over. All right, Greg, if you say so. Thanks for the email. Rex Burkhead is speaking at this moment at the press conference, which would indicate that he is going to play this weekend, and Coach Bo Pelini did say as much in his post-game press conference on Saturday. So it looks like Rex Burkhead will be back. Kind of the same situation earlier this year. They brought him back for Idaho State. Well, you bring him back for Minnesota. Do you really need him? You may not, but you've got to get the man going again. He's not going to medical redshirt. He's not going to be back next year. So if he's ready to play and this is the game that he's ready to play, get him ready because you've got Minnesota on Saturday and you've got Iowa on Friday. So yeah, you got to be ready to roll for this Husker football team. And again, the Huskers could have used a little help from Northwestern losing Michigan. Maybe they've got some fluky luck, and the Huskers are going to have to watch out because Northwestern wins that game, then Nebraska would have had to go 0-2 against Minnesota and Puttsville, Iowa. Good Lord. I saw some numbers on Iowa's buyout contract for Kirk Ferentz. It's sickening, folks. It's sickening. And if you're an Iowa fan, you probably have to be sick as well. James in Grand Island says, we needed a break. Go Big Red. We're getting lucky. Rather be lucky than good. Tell Penn State to hush up. Thanks, James. Bob Jensen busy covering games and writing articles. And we may have to talk to Bob after the press conference or wait till tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show. But he is unavailable. Unavailable. Man. We're not getting stood up here, are we? Mm-mm. He's getting his checks, right?
I think so.
Okay, I'm just checking. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's press conference is around the corner, and we'll talk about those high school football playoffs when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. More and more business people are working remotely from their mobile devices. I do. We leave our laptops behind. But tablets and smartphones can't replace your office computer. That is, unless you have the Go to My PC app. It's the missing link. It turns your mobile device, your iPad, your iPhone, Android, or Kindle Fire into your computer. Go to My PC by Citrix. So convenient, so reliable. Plus, it's easy to use. That's why it's the number one tool for remote access. With Go to My PC, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program or file, send any file from anywhere, even on the go. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your mobile device. Let's go to mypc.com. Try it free. Promo.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 45 as west winds stay gusting around 12 to 25. Then clear conditions will prevail into tonight with a low near 16. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now it's 37.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where the morning has passed and it's on to afternoon. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at Burger King. BK, check out the mini bonds, the Cinnabon mini bond rolls for breakfast from 6 to 11 every day. And you can also get the full menu all day long at the BK locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and near the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Check out the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, and throw in some sweet potato fries. It's all at BK, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Well, Friday I was out, I was in, I was out, I was back, I was forth, I was here, I was there, and Jim Langan and Randy Bushcutter taking care of the hosting duties, and it was pigskin pick'em time. I was here for just a few minutes, but of course I put in my pigskin picks just to stick around the overall standings for the year. And boy, I'm getting thumped. What do we have? 8 weeks that we won. We had one opening night, then we went 8 weeks where no one could beat us and take the gift cards from Cunningham's. And now, 2 weeks in a row, Jeff was the caller. How'd we let him through? How did Jeff get through? Powder Blue Royals fan got through? That should make sense. A Royals fan actually did win something. You deserve it. Jeff, for the second straight week, we have a winner. And he, by going 7-3, that was good enough. He missed Louisville against Syracuse. He missed Tennessee against Missouri, and he had Iowa. Everybody took Iowa. What were we thinking? So 7-3, both Jim and Randy went 6-4. The key game, I'm going to say, we had two of them. He picked Colorado State, and he picked Vanderbilt. And those were two key wins in our toss-up. So there you go. I went 5-5, but still lead the overall season race easily over everybody. And when I say easily, I mean by a long way. Our poll question up on the Points Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club up on ESPNSuperstation.com is, should the NFL eliminate tie games? Yes, and adopt a college football overtime system? God, no. Yes, play multiple overtime periods if needed? No. Should the NFL eliminate tie games? I say no. But hey, according to my fantasy football league, it probably won't be a tie by next Thursday. They'll adjust the score and somebody will have won. Oh, wait, that's a different topic. No. I mean, how often do we have a tie game? Is it really that big a deal? No, it was a tie. And again, if St. Louis knew what they were doing in special teams, it wouldn't have been a tie. San Francisco is extremely lucky that they got back in that football game. That was given. They were given a tie. And David Akers also missed a chip shot field goal, which he never does. So everything aligned, and it ended up in a tie, and a tie is a tie is a tie, and I don't think it's going to affect either one of those ball clubs. San Francisco is still going to win that division easily. Which of the following happenings under Lane Kiffin's watch was the worst at USC? That was our weekend poll question. 44% of you said the worst thing Lane Kiffin's done at USC was lying about not voting his team number one in the polls at the beginning of the year. 25% said switching player numbers on special teams. 19% said deflating the footballs before Oregon kickoff. And 13% said refusing to disclose his injuries. I didn't get asked on that one. You know what? Nebraska switched player jerseys back in the day. In bowl games, people. Yeah. T.O., the savior, switched jerseys in a bowl game. Look it up. That deflating the Oregon football, though, that's just flat-out cheating. So of those four that's given to me, that's the one I say. If they had something to do with actually, even though the student manager says, I did it on my own, if they actually had something to do with deflating the footballs, that's it, because that is flat-out cheating. Disclosing the injuries, switching the player numbers, lying about voting his team number one, whatever. That's the guy you want to be. But deflating the footballs, that's flat-out cheating. Also over the weekend, they still want to play basketball outside. The Carrier Classic will return to the USS at Yorktown to open the season, despite last weekend's canceled contest between Ohio State and Marquette. The women played before Notre Dame defeated Ohio State, but then the event had to be called off because of condensation that they couldn't get taken care of on the gymnasium floor. Or not gymnasium, I guess, you know, they rig it up there so you can get things done. And they couldn't play basketball. That happened in two of three Carrier Classic games this weekend. All fine and great, but there you go. And it didn't happen. Bo Pelini is about ready to start his press conference. We bring it to you every Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, except next Monday when we'll have the state high school football playoffs. But producer Jeff will be able to get some of that, and we'll have it for you during our halftimes next week and between games. So we're about ready to head to Lincoln. Bo Pelini, another come-from-behind win against Penn State. They get ready for Minnesota. Let's go to Lincoln. That is Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini with his weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Whether you're looking for a Chevy Silverado, they have a ton of 2013s on the lot, over $7,000 off the select trim of your choice. Buick Enclaves, Equinoxes, Dodge Journeys, Chrysler 200s. They also have over 225 pre-owned vehicles in stock. Check them out online or in person. ThinkMidway.com. Who wouldn't want to check out ThinkMidway.com before they head to the lot? You're already a leg up on what you want to know. Maybe you whittle it down to two, three, four choices of the vehicles you want to look at when you get there. Great video, interior, exterior. You can also put together your own vehicle, make, model, and they'll be searching that out if that is what you so desire in a pre-owned vehicle. It is the Midway difference. ThinkMidway.com. It is Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll be back, recap what Bo said, and wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is fast.homeadvisor.com. Fast.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit fast.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's fast.homeadvisor.com.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Both ladies' press conference just wrapping up. Lots of real encouraging words about the senior class. Of course, playing their final home game. 29 of them. What a crew they have. And really, for most of them, Bo's first big class. And really talking about them, the walk-on program. How, for a few of them, like Compton, he had to make sure they still wanted to come to Nebraska after the coaching change. And talked about the great things that they've done and how the program is in a much different place than when they came on campus and what it is now that they are leaving this football program. Rex Burkhead, not 100% sure that he is going to play, but says Amir Abdullah, even though 31 carries, still doing great. Talking about last week's game a little bit, he says, you know, at halftime, there just wasn't any panic. It almost scared the coach when he went into the locker room, and then he probably did some of the scaring. And talked about the defensive improvement, the punt game a little bit, and then, of course, getting closer to the Big Ten title and how they can't overlook the next two opponents in Minnesota. 6-4, people. That's the same record Penn State has, so got to be a little careful out there. Also, a little bit of talk on Minnesota. Marquise Gray is no longer the quarterback. He got banged up. They're using him at different positions now, so he is not doing all of the work at the quarterback position. Roderick Williams is doing, Max Shortell is doing some of the work. Philip Nelson's been doing some of the work. So those are the quarterbacks that have been working with the Huskers. And that is what Bo Pelini has talked about. And then, of course, he had to be asked about, was it a fumble? Was it a fumble? Hard for the coach to say anything. But, yeah, I think it was coming out. But did a pretty good job of covering that up. So a good job there. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight, Pittsburgh and Kansas City here on ESPN. It's high school football action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And we have tracked down Bob Jensen for just a couple of minutes to talk about our Monday night games here. But, Bob, there were some exciting games on a Friday, unfortunately, for our friends at Aurora. Theirs was not, but the Class A games, Class B, I mean, there's right down to the wire, buddy.
Hey, dude. Yeah, you're right. Those were spectacular finishes to the Omaha gross win over Elkhorn. and then the Miller North win over Miller South. And I guess, first of all, you don't see things like that happen at that level in the semifinals of a state playoff, especially on an 11-man field with the best of the best and that kind of thing. But it's like I wrote Saturday morning, to wake up and be this kid named Jared Johnson, who was just standing around in the blocking line on the kickoff on a squib kick with 20 seconds to go in a state championship game, have the ball dribble into your arms, look up and start running, and all of a sudden there's nobody there, and run all the way for the winning touchdown. Honestly, life don't get much better than that when you're 17 years old. So, anyway, gross big win, Miller North big win.
Class A, it will be Miller North and Omaha North, the surprise team. They're the Monday night final. The Tuesday night final is Class B, Omaha Gross and Norris, and we'll get to more of that next week when the playoffs roll around. But C and D, the next two nights, I kind of like this. I'm glad the state did this once they moved the finals to Monday and Tuesday. Now C and D have their own night here, and more fans can go out and watch. Let's start with the game that I'll be covering, our network is covering. Bob, everybody knows that Giltner, and I talked to the coaches this morning, everybody knows that Giltner is a huge favorite, and they are in every game. So let's not try and figure out how you beat Giltner. We know Shelton's got Luke Glenn, and that's how they're going to have to do it, and they're going to have to get some turnovers. But Giltner has the games over at the end of the first quarter. When you talk to coaches that are, what's the one thing that they're all trying to do that nobody's been able to do yet?
Cover somebody would be good. the thing is that Giltner's offense is so unique, especially at the eight-man level, because not only do they throw the ball all over the place, they do it with such a wide array of kids. It isn't just one kid you got to cover, or two kids, or three kids. It's five kids, and a lot of times they're going to have three and four people out on a pattern. They're great with the screen pass. I'm telling you, there's probably nobody, frankly, Doug, in the whole state who runs the screen play as well as Giltner does. They run every imaginable kind of screen, and they don't run it to get 4 yards. Okay, Jake Finley, the quarterback. If people have been following along at all, they know this kid has just been brilliant this year. But I don't know. I know I have never heard of anything like it. I doubt if you have. The kid's thrown 50 touchdown passes without an interception this year. That's like make-believe. And the thing is, short, long, intermediate, the kid, really, for being 6 foot, 160 pounds, he can deliver about any kind of pass you want. And so when you talk about trying to do something that nobody else has done, For as strong and physical as Giltner is, they really don't worry about wearing you down with the run. They'll wear you down with the pass. And so if Shelton's got some sort of super-duper secret solution to guarding four guys out in one pass pattern, then they'll find a way to win the game. But nobody's done that yet.
Humphrey St. Francis takes on Fall City Sacred Heart in the other semifinal. Arapaho goes up to see Carly Wells and the defending champions in Elgin, and then Brooding Davenport Shickley hosting Exeter Milligan. That might be the most intriguing game of tonight because of the upset of Howells Dodge, and then Exeter Milligan's just crushing High Plains. Your thoughts on that ball game?
Well, I didn't expect to be here. I don't know that many people expected to be here. I've written it, I've said it, and I'll say it again. Brooning Davenport Shickley did not just beat Howells Dodge. They beat them at their own game, and that is they beat them up front, and then they just frankly beat them up. And this Ryan Tegmeyer, that plays quarterback for them, is one of the most savvy, mature kids, period, in eight-man football, but especially with any kind of ball in his hand. He's the point guard in basketball, been a stud player in every summer league setting you can think of. With football, he's the other night that little short passing game that they ran just wore Howells Dodge out. And as far as Exeter Milligan goes, for anybody, and this includes Howells couldn't do it. They were hit 44-0 against High Plains, and they did something that I didn't think was possible to do. I'll be real honest. And that is completely eliminate Tanner Fate from the game. He completely took the High Plains quarterback out of the game. And while High Plains has got a lot of good kids, lot of good athletes on that team. Clearly, Tanner Faith was their key to victory. And Extra Milligan just absolutely took him out of the game. And the thing that people need to remember now and also remember here in a couple weeks when we're starting over for 2013, there's only one senior that plays at Extra Milligan. These guys are just getting started. And so great for Dean Phillippe. I mean, they're in a great place right now. Both those teams are going to come in high as a kite. They obviously are familiar with each other. The school districts bound each other. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, as our Fred Ed Littler said in our picks in our Hastings Trib Pick'em contest, he goes, "I picked against Phillippe once. I'm never doing it again." So, big game there. Bob, will you have a minute to talk Class C with us tomorrow? And then recap tonight. Would you have that available?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that. So that means hopefully we've got some folks that are driving through at this moment on their way to Elgin. What does Elgin do so well? Because, again, Arapahoe, despite being undefeated, would have to be viewed as the underdog and having a great victory against Elm Creek. But a little thought on that matchup.
Well, they keep it pretty simple. Carly Wells is not the kind of guy that's going to go berserk with, trying to formation you or trying to throw the ball or, the old end-around pass, the old Statue of Liberty play, which, while it worked for Miller South the other night, you're not going to see that from Elgin. They're going to line up. They're going to line up tight. They're going to hand the ball to the fullback, and he's going to blast through the middle of the line. Blake Anderson is their fullback. The kid scored 24 touchdowns last year. He's a real physical runner. He's had a little injury problem, but he is back. He played great last week, and I suspect he'll do the same later today. And then their quarterback, Ross Schindler, who, two-year starter, the kid's really taken his game to a different place this year. Last year, frankly, there was a lot more weapons. They lost a lot of really good seniors from last year's state championship team. This year, Ross has had to take on more of the load, and he is a dual threat in the truest sense, but the thing is that Elgin's going to just want to pound the rock. And then they've got about, 20 high tops on the team. Every tackle will be made by some high top kid, okay? And they're fast, and they're physical on defense. And, if you can sort out the high tops from the rest of them and be able to get the ball back from them, Arapahoe's got a chance. Let's face it, Arapahoe's had just, this is a stardust season. This is the kind of year that comes along once in a couple of generations for Arapahoe. And they're in a place that, that program's not been but one other time in school history. And, they've got nothing to lose. They truly are, as the old saying goes, playing with house money, dude. I mean, it's just, let's show up, let's play ball, let's turn Caden Waverka loose, see if he can go over 237 again. But even if he goes for, say, 137 and they can keep the ball away from Elgin, they got a shot. I would not expect them to win the game, but, I didn't expect to get accepted to college, and that worked out.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep Report. Are you trying to hit three games today?
No, but I did tell Jeff. Now, I'm sitting here, actually, really, I need to think this through. I'm not going to Fall City, okay? Although, if I could ever see the best team that Fall City, Sacred Heart, and St. Francis ever had play each other, I would drive for that. But not now. St. Francis wins in a blowout. But it is possible from Central City, I'm going to go to Bruning by way of Elgin. I think that maybe going to be what I do.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
All right, dude. You know it, man. Thanks a lot.
He's the best. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, sneaking him in here towards the end or overtime part. Again, congratulations to the volleyball teams, especially Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Northwest. St. Cecilia and Giltner finishing in third at the state tournament. As we told you, the rankings are out. Kearney Catholic was third and Northwest fourth in the all-class rankings. Nebraska, I don't know if they're playing well right now, but they found a way to win against Indiana and Purdue, and now they will go to Minnesota, nationally ranked, and Wisconsin this weekend. UNK, congratulations to Coach Squires. As tough a win as they have had in quite some time, 19-17 in the fifth at Washburn, and that will be putting them as the MIAA champs. They'll host Central Oklahoma tomorrow night at 7 at the Health and Sports Center. And as long as they win in the tournament, they'll be hosting contests. Hastings College falls to number 8 in the NAIA poll after losing their first conference game of the year. It happened in the tournament championship against Doan. And at this hour, their opponent for the NAIA tournament will be coming out. Hastings basketball women went 1-1. The men pick up another win. They're 4-0. UNK men will be at Chadron State tonight. Both the men and women lost yesterday in their contest to open the season at South Dakota Mines. And you can say that Tim Miles is the winningest coach in Nebraska history because he's 1-0, folks, after a 66-55 win over Southern. They get Valparaiso rolling in on Thursday. The Husker women are 2-0 after two wins, and they will be hosting Northern Arizona on Friday. The Storm fell a couple of times, excluding a tough 5-4 loss to Fargo yesterday. They will host Dubuque coming up on Wednesday night. Don't forget, a lot more Husker talk during our Husker Lunch every Wednesday. Sean Callahan will be on hand. We've had some great attendance all season. Come down to Cunningham's every Wednesday from 12 to 1. You get a chance to register for the 70-inch HD TV and the Super Bowl party from Russell's Appliance and Cunningham's and ESPN Radio. That is every Wednesday. I want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep and state championship volleyball coaches Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic and Diane Rose of Northwest. Plus, we had Bo Pelini's press conference tomorrow. We'll wrap up the UNK and Hastings College football seasons with Daryl Morris and Tony Harper and more Bob Jensen and Damon Day, and it'll be fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.